Fink is sitting at a table in a Penn State bee research lab. He's got a small wooden frame filled with a sheet of honeycomb in front of him, and he's scanning the cells in the comb for bee larvae of just the right size. He's already used a grafting tool to move several larvae into a row of tiny plastic cups.
So there's a little drop of royal jelly and then little tiny C-shaped larva on top.
Every bee, worker, drone, and queen, starts out as a tiny larva. It's only when a larva is fed royal jelly that it becomes destined to be a queen bee. Worker bees usually only make queens when the hive needs a new one. But Fink is learning how to trick bees into making a lot of queens from his hand-harvested larvae.
So they'll feed them, pack them with food, and then seal them in a wax cell. We'll come back in a week, they'll all be sealed up, and then we can carry them home and put them in our hives back wherever we live.
Fink has kept bees for 5 years at his home in Cutstown, but this is the first time he's tried breeding his own queens. It's a first for most of the 12 participants in this Pennsylvania Queens workshop at Penn State University Park. Workshop organizers are testing a theory. They think queen bees from local stock might survive better here than imported southern queens. Right now, that theory is based solely on anecdotal evidence from beekeepers like Warren Miller. He's been keeping bees for 27 years. More than a decade ago, he decided to stop using chemicals to treat his hives for parasitic mites, and he started to raise his own queen bees.
I kind of went the James Bond live and let die method of beekeeping, that the first few years I had significant losses because I didn't protect them with the chemicals, but I would always raise queens from the colonies that were the strongest that survived. And over the years now, they're able to thrive here in central Pennsylvania.
Miller is president of the Pennsylvania State Beekeepers Association. He came up with the idea to hold this workshop because most hobbyist beekeepers find the thought of breeding their own queens daunting.
I kept bees for about 15 years before I started to raise my own queens, just because of the thought that I wasn't qualified or didn't know how to do it or wasn't maybe even capable of doing it, so I just kind of never did it. And a lot of beekeepers are like that. They see queen rearing as some step that they're never going to be able to make.
So far, the workshops have been popular. Several beekeepers who couldn't get into this year's class are already on the list for next year. Elena Nino is helping run the workshop. She does research into queen bees and queen health at the Grossinger Lab at Penn State. And she's doing a survey of beekeepers in Pennsylvania.
The goal is to basically find out what their queen rearing practices are, what their queen breeding goals are, to see if there's interest in queen rearing.
But remember, it's still anecdotal that it's better to use Pennsylvania queen bees in Pennsylvania. That's where Marianne Frazier comes in. She's the honeybee extension specialist at Penn State. She's out back among several stacked boxes of bees. She's wearing a white bee suit with a mesh mask attached.
What you see there, those big lumpy cells, those are all queen cells.
Frazier blows on the bees to get them to move. She's sedated them with smoke, and they crawl lazily across the frame she's pulled from one of the hives. Frazier is showing off another bee breeding technique, the Hopkins method. This one doesn't require quite as good eyesight or dexterity as the larva technique. The bees do most of the work.
So this is an easy technique where the bees themselves have chosen the larvae and have reared queens from larvae that they've chosen, rather than in this technique where you saw that they had to actually do the grafting.
All the student beekeepers have to do for this technique is to lay down a frame of honeycomb across the top of several other frames standing upright. That signals to the bees to make queens. If all this bee breeding works, today's students will be able to bring home their new queens in about a week. Frazier will be doing her own breeding experiment this winter. She's starting a project that will pit northern queens against southern queens.
What we're trying to do right now is to actually compare very high quality selected queens that are raised in the south versus very high quality selected queens that are raised in the north.
Fraser plans to test two lines of queen bees from the north and two from the south. At the end of the winter, she'll see who survived. Fraser says it might take a few years to get conclusive evidence about which queen bee reigns supreme. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.